Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayim Daf Mem in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Revi, in the beginning of Halacha Gimel, in the middle of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Hanoteh Shuro Shel Chomesh Kfonim. So as we're going to learn, as we mentioned already before, a vineyard is five vines, five trees. But what is the shape of the trees? Here the Mishnah is going to discuss the Machlekes B'Chamay and B'Sila. So someone who plants five trees, if you have one line, one row of five trees, one next to each other in one row, that is considered to be a vineyard and has the halachas of a vineyard that you need to make a distance between the vineyard and the grain of four amas. Basil say, as we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, you need to have two rows. How are the two rows if you have five vines? It's two against two, shnaim keneged shnaim, meaning you create a square of four trees, and then you have an additional one sticking out from one of the rows. That's called achas yoytze zonov. One comes out as a tail. So you have a square of four plus a fifth one sticking out following one of the rows. Kodin is the Mishnah, it says, lefikach, therefore, hazoreya arba amos shebekerem, someone that does go and plant a grain within four amos of a vineyard. What is the oyser? So not only that a vineyard is defined by the fact that whatever a vineyard is, you're not allowed to plant within four amos of it, but also, once you do plant, what you're oyser, what you're causing a problem with the grain, is the size of a vineyard. As the lashon of the pasuk is, pentigdash hameleyo hazera sher tizra v'tvua sakerem. You oyser by planting the vineyard. What becomes oser is the size of a vineyard. So now that we have Machlekes B'Chamay B'Sila, how do you define a vineyard? So a person plants a seed close to a vineyard, what exactly becomes usher? So says the Mishnah, Hazareya Ba'amah Shebekerem B'Chamay Yimim Kideh Shurachas. Kuti B'Chamay, one row becomes usher, because that's defined as a vineyard. U'B'Sila Yimim Shtei Shurachas. B'Sila Hold, it will be two rows that will become usher, because according to B'Sila, the definition of a vineyard is two rows, so two rows become usher. And as the Gemara is going to say right away, we'll see what will be the length of these rows that become aser. Zok the Gemara. We're using here the girsa of the Vilna Gaon, which Reb Chaim uses. V'hu shezora keneged kulam. When we say that according to B'Chamay, one row becomes aser, according to B'Sil, two rows become aser, the entire row becomes aser if he planted in front of the entire row. So a person goes and he plants not one seed, he plants many seeds, the whole entire, in front of the entire vineyard, he plants. So according to B'Chamay, the entire first row become aser. According to B'Sil, the first two rows become aser. Says the Gemara now, but Zora Keneged HaEmtzoi. But if he's planted only one seed in front of a middle tree, one of the trees in the rows, Al Daita de B'Chamay, Oyser Kol HaShura. According to B'Chamay, he's going to be asering a row, which is the definition of a vineyard, meaning he's going to be answering five trees. So if he's planting in front of a middle tree, the two trees next to it on the right, and the two trees next to it on the left, creating a row of five trees, become aser. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Al daites the Beis Hillel oiser shalosh keneged shalosh. According to Beis Hillel, he's going to oiser three trees in the first row and three trees in the second row. Because according to Beis Hillel, the definition of a vineyard is two rows. So the aser over here is two rows. But what is the size of a vineyard according to B'Sil? It's three trees by two trees. I mean, one row has three trees. One row has two trees. So over here, the first row, you oyser three trees. You have a seed in front of the middle tree. The tree to its right and the tree to its left become aser as well. That's three. The next row really should have been only two trees, as Reb Chaim points out. But I don't know which two trees should be aser. Should it be the one in the middle and the one to its right? Or should it be the one in the middle and the one to its left? So therefore, I ask it both, and I ask over here the entire three trees in the second row. I have six trees that become aser. Continues the Gemara and says, Zora keneged abinayim shebaim tzoy. If he goes and he plants in not in front of a tree, but in between the trees, meaning you take a approximately middle, what you mean middle here is referring to, you have trees to the right, trees to the left, and he's planting not in front of a tree, but in between the trees. What happens then? So according to B'Chamay, there's no question right away the Gemara starts. The row of a vineyard is five trees. So if he's right in the middle of trees, you have two trees to the right and two trees to the left become Asur right away. The question is, what will be the fifth tree? So the Gemara says, Chamishis Ezuhib, what will be the fifth tree? You're here in the middle. If the seeds are closer to one of the trees, they're in between the trees, but they're closer to one, we're going to use here the Girsa of Rav Chaim. Harezu Asura. So that one is going to be Asur, meaning that direction will be Asur. So if it's closer to one side, let's say it's closer to the right, so then the three trees on the right will be Asur, and the two trees on the left, and you have a row of five. Fim lab, but if it's not closer to one, you're exactly in the middle. So then, Elu ve'elu Asur. Then you have to ask for three trees to the right and three trees to the left, because I don't know which one is the closer one. And therefore, L'chumra, I have to ask for six trees, not five trees, even according to Bechamai. Al Daite de Basil. What happens according to Basil? According to Basil, you need to have two rows, and you need to have five. So how do you do it? If you have a seed in between the trees, Oyser Arba Keneged Shnayim. So you have your Oyser four trees in the first row and two trees in the second row. Why is that so? Because according to Basil, every time the definition of a vineyard is, you have two rows. One row has three, one row has two. Here, in the second row will have two. That's clear. The first row is supposed to have three. But to what direction do you do the three? Do you do two to the right and one to the left, or two to the left and one to the right? Because I can have both options. I do two to the right, two to the left. That's why you have four in the first row, two behind it on the second row. Zora keneged keren hazovis. If he planted next to the corner of the vineyard. So you have a big vineyard, very large, many, many trees, and he's planting next to the corner. So what do you do then? So says the Gemara, al daide de bichama, according to bichamai, ezu shor asura, zu vizu. According to bichama, which line, which row should be oyser? Let's say he planted in the southeast corner. Should oyser the east row, or you should yoyser the south row? Because it's on the corner, it could be either or. So if you yoyser both, you're going to yoyser five trees on the east, and also five trees on the south, which the corner tree is the same. So total, you'll have your nine trees, which are usher according to Bichamai. Al da'at el Bisilil, according to Bisilil, osu shtaim keneged shtaim, v'achas yoytze zonov mikan, v'achas yoytze zonov mikan. According to Bisilil, a vineyard is defined as a square. So the four trees on the corner of the vineyard, the square, which is in the southeast corner of the vineyard, the four trees in that corner will become Asur. That's clear. Now you need to ask for a fifth tree. Where the fifth tree will go? I have your two options. I can either do it the third tree on the east or the third tree on the south. So therefore I always said both. So I'll have over here four on the corner, an extra one continuing to the east side, and an extra one continuing to on the south side. So you have that interesting shape of a four, and then two tails going from the both sides. Continues the Gemara Daf Malaf Amud Aleph. Zora keneged habinayim shebekeren hazovis. What happens if he planted towards the corner of the vineyard? But instead of being literally in the corner, it's a little bit shifted either to the east, it's shifted a little more to the north, or, and the south side is a little shifted to the west, meaning it's between two trees. It's close to the corner, but it's between two trees. According to Bichama, it's easy. You're Oyser one shura. There's no reason to be Oyser the other shura. When you're exactly in the corner, then you have to Oyser both rows, the one to the east, one to the south, in our example. But now that you are in one row, let's say you're in the south, between tree one and tree two, so you belong to the south. So according to Bichamai, the five trees in the south will be Asur, and that's it. Al Daisei de Bisil, what will be according to Bisil? So, says the Gemara, first thing is, Oyser Shtayim Keneged Shtayim. You have to have a square of four. So that way you will have, let's say you put the seed between the two trees in the south of the south corner of the vineyard. So these two trees are Asur, and the two trees behind it are Asur. That is a square. But now you have to have a fifth tree, which continues one of the rows. Which one should we do? And here we're using the gears of the Rash. Shlishis Ezuhi. What will be the third one? Where's the third? Where are you going to put the third in which row? Says the Gemara, Shlishis Shebarishayno, Shniyo Shebashlishis. So this is the gears that we have, and this is the gears that Rav Chaim uses. And according to this gears, the Gemara is telling us the two options are either that first row in front of us, where you have here a seed between tree one and tree two, you add a tree three, to the left. And then you have two trees behind it. That's a classic vineyard, 3 and 2. That's option number one. Option number two is, if you have a square, so you have two trees right on the corner. As we brought the example of the south side. So you have tree one and tree two of the first row in the south. Then you go two trees behind it, which is row number two from the south. And then you go to the third row, which is the two trees behind that the square. That's row three from the south. And there you take the second tree. That's what the Gemara says. Shniyo Shibashlishis, the second tree in the third row from the south. Now this gears is hard to understand. Why would you say such a funny design? I mean, according to this design, where you say three in the first row, two in the second row, that's all understood. And the third row, instead of answering the first, you're answering the second. Instead of answering the one to the right, you're answering the one to the left. It comes out a very interesting design over here. Not so clear why we say that. Chaim brings another question that the Rosh asks on this Girsa, therefore the Rosh has a divim shot on a sugyo. But some have a fix to the Girsa, and instead of saying Shniyo Shibishlishis, they say Rishoyno Shibishlishis. And then it's more aligned, it makes more sense. You have three trees in the first row, you have two trees in the second row, and then the third row you have one tree. But which tree? The first one to the right. Why do you have to say the second one? Which that's the Girsa that we have over here. And the idea, according to Bissil, will be because I have here a seed between two trees, so what will be my first row? Is my first row the one which I'm coming from the south? The first row is the one to the south? Or the first row is the one to the east? Because between tree one and tree two, I'm in the corner. What is my first row? The one in the south or the east? So then I have, in order to be machmir, according to this whole sugya, which five trees do I have? According to Bissil, I have four in the corner. Then I have to add one more. So either I add one more on the south side, or I add one more on the east side. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Mem.